A restoration project broke ground yesterday that will revive one of Connecticut's largest salt marshes thanks to a $4 million investment in the coastline. Southern Connecticut's Great Meadows Marsh was once more than 1,400 acres, but due to land use changes, the marsh is now less than 700 acres and faces challenges including invasive plants and mosquitoes. Corey Folsom O'Keefe of project partner Audubon Connecticut says one segment of the project focuses on habitat restoration, including the creation of hummocks, or soil mounds, for salt marsh sparrows, a vulnerable bird species. Folsom O'Keefe says if the project is successful, the model can be replicated in Connecticut and beyond.
That's sort of a strategy that Audubon and partners are testing out to see if salt marsh sparrows, which are the species that's most likely to go extinct because of sea level rise, well, by creating these mounds, we're hoping that they'll nest on top of the mounds and that their nests will be a little less susceptible to flooding.
The project will restore more than 33 acres of salt marsh and other habitats along the coast. The Great Meadows Marsh is part of the Stuart B. McKinney National Wildlife Refuge. Some of the goals of the project include reducing mosquito populations, reestablishing native marsh vegetation, and improving access to the Stratford community through trails and viewing platforms. The project also is an opportunity for local residents to volunteer with restoration efforts. Town of Stratford's Environmental Conservation Superintendent Kelly Kerrigan says the town is partnering with Audubon Connecticut to create the Salt Marsh Stewards, a paid conservation program for local high school students.
I hope that we are also training that next generation of environmental stewards and imprinting that importance of the environment that they can bring back to their families, bring back to their friends, because these are obviously treasured resources, especially Great Meadows Marsh. After our generation leaves, it's up to the next to kind of carry the torch.
The project is expected to be completed by spring or summer 2022. This is Emily Scott reporting. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.